You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. No matter how we feel about agreements like the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the fact is our world is becoming more and more connected, whether it's through trade, tourism, media, or politics. Since the U.S. invasion of Afghanistan in 2001, the link between the two countries is undeniable. And Fremont in the East Bay has the largest Afghani community in the United States. Local children's author Naheed Senzai is married to Afghan-American political scientist Fareed Senzai. He has an incredible story of fleeing Afghanistan with his family as a boy and ending up in Fremont, where he's lived ever since. Senzai tells her husband's story through the fictional character of 12-year-old Fadi. In her book, Shooting Kabul, Fadi's story includes life under the Taliban, escape by night to a new country, leaving his little sister behind in Kabul, and adjusting as a Fremont middle schooler to a suspicious post-9/11 community. My 10-year-old daughter Sarah and I read the book and had some questions for Senzai. First, I was wondering how she decided to portray the grim realities of war to a young audience.
Well, sadly, when I do school visits, I like to tell kids life is hard and there are a lot of things that go around the globe and also in our backyards that are hard to understand, to digest, cruel things, horrible things. And, you know, you ask writers, they like to shock their audiences as well. So don't get me wrong. I wanted to shock my audience and make them think. And sadly, what happened to Fadi and his family is not that uncommon. And we as Americans are a society of immigrants. We all have our stories that of leaving one place and making a home in another. And that's Fadi's story. And this is how he got here, unfortunately, during that time when you had to escape the Taliban, or in case of my husband, escape, you know, the communists and the war. So to translate that for children, I don't think of this as writing for children. I think of this writing as writing for curious minds. You know, these are issues that I think, quote unquote, kids can understand and should understand because it widens their eyes to the realities around the world. If they can see the realities of the world, hopefully they'll create a better world for us all.
So what changes did you have to make to the story in order to make it more appropriate for kids or more private?
Age appropriate. I do talk about terrorism and I talk about bullying. I talk about America's response to 9/11, but I show it through Fadi's eyes. I, of course, it being age appropriate, I'm not going to go into, you know, details about what happened with the bombings and, you know, what was going on in Afghanistan at that time. But if I'm showing it through an eye of a 12-year-old, I can show what he is seeing and what he is understanding. So my goal was never to sugarcoat any of the serious stuff because I think it provides an opportunity for conversation. The door was slightly open and he could see Mr. Torres's loud sweater. "I can't believe it," said Mr. Torres. "This was no accident. Two planes hit the Twin Towers and another crashed into the Pentagon." "Oh my God," came the woman's worried voice. Fadi stopped, waiting to hear more. The door to the lounge opened and Principal Hornston hurried out, smoothing the wisps of gray hair around his head. He gave Fadi a smile that didn't quite reach his eyes and hurried towards his office.
So that is the morning of September 11th.
Yes.
And what comes after that is kind of what Muslims lived through after 9/11, kind of the suspicion. And that is seen through the eyes of Fadi and the bullying that he receives at school. So on that note, Sarah had a question, I think, about that.
How do you feel as a Muslim woman writing about Fadi being bullied for being Muslim?
Bullying, sadly, is a fact of life, not just for Muslim kids, but kids from all spectrum of life. But in this context, I knew after 9/11 happened that there would be repercussions. And I say this, the bullies in the book, Felix and Ike, when I talk to kids and adults, I say they didn't wake up one day and decide to be bullies. They have their own deep traumatic issues and they choose to be bullies. I would compare them to the Taliban. the Taliban came in as saviors. They were appreciated. They cleaned up Afghanistan, then chose to be oppressors, quote-unquote bullies. Wars happen because two countries can't sit down and discuss issues. So they become bullies. So there's multiple layers of this concept within the book, between country, between adults, between children.
It seems like this book is also just a lesson in Afghani culture. You use terms and concepts that are very insidery within the Afghani community. How important was that for you, you know, that aspect for you of, you know, I'm going to put in words that you probably don't know how to pronounce, and you're going to read them and understand what they are. And I even have a glossary at the back for you. How important was that for you?
The irony is we are a country of immigrants, but we only speak English. If you go to Europe, if you go to most other countries, if you go to India, people at minimum speak two languages. So I wanted to challenge some brains. I wanted to bring in concepts and words that people didn't know and were foreign to them, but made them stop and maybe flip back to the glossary. And I think that really adds texture. I mean, Afghan food is amazing. It's really good. And I need to use the words that explain those flavors and those your recipes and those dishes. So if nothing else, you know, I've got to explain the food and I've got to use the right words and the words that people use for father and mother and aunt and uncle.
Do you remember a couple of words that you learned from here?
So pukhtun, and let's see, what was that?
What's pukhtun?
Like inside of Afghanistan, there's different groups. There's different groups of people, and pukhtun is one of them.
You now live kind of on the border with Fremont, and I'm wondering, how do you think the Afghani community in Fremont has changed since the time that the book is set in? Now, you know, it's still the largest Afghani community in the United States.
This was the hub for Afghans. Over the years, the population has grown and assimilated and moved away. Because I think with all communities, we tend to pick a place, you know, Italian Americans or, you know, Swedish Americans. We come and we find a town, we love it, but we tend to disperse. So I think the same thing has happened with the Afghan community, even though many still live here. You know, they've dispersed to other areas. I know the Sacramento community, Avon community has grown a great deal. And same with my my in-laws, you know, they've all dispersed. As Avon, so much has happened in their country. And sadly, we had hoped that, you know, with the troop ramp up and, you know, everything that has happened and the billions of dollars that have gone into reconstruction, that things would get better. But sadly, Karzai did not prove to be the knight in shining armor. Everybody had hoped, and things are still a great struggle there.